From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. French President Emmanuel Macron arrived in Nice for a somber memorial to the 86 people killed in last year's terror attack.
The anger felt by many focused on public authorities, and I am daring to tell you, as the head of state, I understand that anger. When the unimaginable happens and tears out our lives, we are looking for causes, and then the state must face up to its responsibilities.
The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for that attack. Police in the Democratic Republic of Congo say a group of men armed with guns and knives attacked the capital's main market, killing at least two people and wounding six police officers. VOA's Bejan Hamdard.
A police spokesman said unidentified assailants killed the administrator of Kinshasa's central market as well as a police officer. He said six other officers were seriously injured in the attack and taken to a nearby hospital.
The spokesman said the situation is now under control and said one of the attackers has been arrested. The top Islamic State official in Afghanistan has been killed in a U.S. airstrike. It is the second such targeted killing in the past 4 months and the third in the past year. U.S. military officials said Friday that Abu Sayyed was killed July 11th in a strike on the group's headquarters in the northeastern Afghan province of Kunar. Other IS militants were also killed. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis called the strike a sign of U.S. efforts to counter the terror group in Afghanistan that was going in the right direction. This is VOA News. A Russian-American lobbyist says he attended a June 2016 meeting with President Donald Trump's son. Renat Akhmetshin confirmed his participation to the Associated Press on Friday, and reporter Desmond Butler explains that significance.
There is another person who played an important role here who we don't know yet if he was, for instance, listed in disclosures by Jared Kushner, who was in the room and who was required as part of the administration to disclose all of his foreign contacts during the campaign.
The meeting has heightened questions about whether Trump's campaign coordinated with Russian government officials during the election, which is the focus of several federal and congressional investigations. Iraq has declared victory against Islamic State, liberating the city of Mosul from the terror group on Sunday. This week, members of the anti-IS coalition explored ways to eradicate extremist fighters in the rest of Iraq and Syria. However, that war is far from over. Brett McGurk is the U.S. envoy to the coalition.
If you think in phases, if we're in phase one, we want to defeat ISIS, make sure that they are not holding territory anymore, no longer a threat to us, defeat ISIS, and de-escalate the overall civil war. And that's through an arrangements of ceasefires, of deconfliction areas, so you can then begin a real credible process to actually have a political settlement.
He says the next priority is to stabilize liberated areas and to provide humanitarian assistance in those areas. Thermal images analyzed by 38 North, a Washington-based North Korean monitoring project, show North Korea's main nuclear site in Pyongyang may have reprocessed more plutonium than previously thought and could be used to enlarge its nuclear weapons stockpile. The analysis was based on satellite images of the radiochemical laboratory at the Yongbyung nuclear plant from September until the end of June, amid rising international concerns over North Korea's nuclear and missile programs. A Guatemalan judge has issued arrest warrants on Friday for a former ambassador to the United States and another top ex-official in connection with a wide-ranging graft investigation. A UN Anti-Corruption Commission and Guatemalan prosecutors allege that former ambassador Julio Ligorria and former communications minister Alejandro Sinibaldi misused more than $10 million in government funds. It's unknown whether the two men have attained lawyers at this moment. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.